Journal Truth Radio reports on the Poor People's Campaign Week of Action. At 9, it's Press Watch, Teresa Mitchell's weekly look at the news you're not supposed to know. At 10, Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. At 10:15, Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. At 11, Between the Covers features interviews with local and international authors. And at 11:30 on Words and Pictures, ahead of Gus Van Sant's new film, Don't Worry, He Won't Get Far on Foot, we reprise a 2005 conversation with celebrated Portland cartoonist John Callahan. All of these KBOO programs are made possible by member support. If you'd like to become a member, go to kboo.fm and click on Donate.
And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO with news from your community radio station.
Good evening. You are tuned in to News from the Boo, the weekly news segment where we talk about news from in and around the KBOO community. I'm Mike Crenshaw, your host, and in the studio tonight I have a very special guest, David Jackson, a.k.a. OG1. OG1, how you doing, bro?
How you doing, my brother?
I'm good, man. I'm so happy to see you and share a space with you. We found ourselves in common spaces for, man, close to 25 years, right?
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's really crazy, and I'm starting to understand this thing about time speeding up as we get older.
Tell me about it.
Right?
That's real, bro.
Dog, like the I mean, not like the shorties are kind of like a measuring stick, like our children, right? Mm-hmm. Growing up, getting bigger, getting more mature, becoming adults and so forth. But it'll be something that maybe you started as a newer project a few years ago.
Yeah.
It seemed like a new project.
Right.
But then you'll like sit down and think about it. You'd be like, dang, that was a decade.
That was a decade. No, that's serious, though.
Yo. So we're in KBOO's 50th year. Tell me a little bit about your history as a local DJ, producer, pillar of the hip hop scene with this station.
Wow. Well, it was crazy because my first experience with KBOO was meeting with Kool Nuts.
Right.
Back in the day, I was just getting on the hip hop scene. And you know, I kept hearing, hey, if you're gonna do some stuff with music, gotta go through Kool Nuts. And I'm like, who is this dude Kool Nuts? So I gotta find out whoever this dude Kool Nuts is. And I said, oh, he's doing a radio show down at KBOO. So I remember, you know, getting in contact with him and coming down, and I was like, hey man, I heard you the guy to go through. And I remember I was like, man, I don't think I have to go through you, but I would love to work with you. And me and him just hit it off right ever since then, man. So that was my first encounter with KBOO. And then from there, DJ Audio.
Right.
My dude, man, invited me down to come and mix a few times and come talk, man. And, you know, I've gotten nothing but love. And Dina invited me down, man. And so, you know, every time I've come to KBOO, man, it's always been love. And I've had mad respect, man, for this station for many years.
That's what's up, OG1. So you're doing a lot. You've been doing a lot. You've been the official DJ for the Portland Trailblazers. Mm-hmm. You had a potential brush with your own mortality.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, and you're bringing it back. We big shout out to Star Child, who passed on recently,
right?
And y'all have been doing stuff together for years,
yeah.
But in honor, I know that the hip hop day we got coming up, you've been holding it down and making sure that this effort continues.
Yes.
So let's get into that. First of all, what is Hip Hop Day?
Hip Hop Day really is Portland. I always phrase it Portland Hip Hop Day.
Okay.
It's really our day to celebrate us, you know, and you've been around the hip hop game for many years and you're well respected. One of the things I've always had a problem with as a DJ, because I'm not a rapper or anything like that. You know, I'm a DJ. I'm the guy that is trying to push y'all's music out, you know,
right,
whatever is hot coming out. And one of the things that used to always bother me was that Portland hip-hop community has talented artists that can compete on all levels. All levels. I've traveled, television, everything. And one of the things I always come back and say, we are not lacking in talent here. But who in other cities are creating platforms to celebrate Portland hip-hop?
No one.
Nobody. So I said, okay, enough is enough. It's time for us to do it ourselves. And me and Starchild spent almost 2 years battling. It started out us going to City Hall and talking with the mayor, people in the mayor's office about the mistreatment of the hip-hop community in Portland, be it, you know, agencies or police relations, et cetera, et cetera. And after almost two years of going back and forth with people there, it resulted in Hip Hop Day being proclamated by the mayor and saying, okay, all right, so we see where this needs to go. We need to have more communications, but how about we start with making a statement that the city of Portland is not against hip hop. The city of Portland is against not being accountable.
Wow. You know, that's heavy, because in order for you to make that statement, that's really concise.
Mm-hmm.
I'm understanding that there's a lot of political complexity mm-hmm. to the stance that you took to be able to get behind that statement.
Yeah.
Because in order for you to make that statement, you had to sit at the table with the mm-hmm. enemy.
Yeah.
And sitting at the table with the enemy is a lengthy process.
Oh, man.
It's not something that you do in 5 minutes.
No.
So.
Almost 2 years, man. That's what a lot of people didn't know. Uh-huh. We were going to meetings after meeting. This is nothing we were getting paid for right. or anything like that. We were taking our time to go and sit with, you know, interest groups, police officers, OLCC, fire marshals, all these people advocating for the hip hop community, and as a result it came that. But Hip Hop Day being proclamated was only a step. Mm. It wasn't the answer. It was like we collectively said, let's make a statement and then let's continue the conversations, because we still have to address these issues. But at least if we establish a statement to say hip hop is okay in Portland, now let's work everything else out. And that's how it started.
So this is deep. This is broader than just the show,
right?
On a certain day,
way bigger
than that. You're talking about paying homage to a cultural community that's been developed over decades.
Yeah.
Okay, we're not just talking like you and I. We're OGs. We're yeah. of the elder generation.
Yeah.
So we've got shorties. We work in schools. We work mm-hmm. with you. We got kids, some of whom are adults now that yeah. we've been working with since mm-hmm. they were children, that are coming up, that are yeah. trying to establish themselves as professional people, be they performing artists mm-hmm. or working in other aspects of the entertainment and fashion industry right. and entrepreneurship and all these things.
Mm-hmm.
So all these things are part of what you're representing when you're advocating.
Right.
Okay.
So Hip Hop Day is really a reflection of an ongoing building relationship, to say that, you know, and one of the things that for this year particularly, one of the reasons why I themed it Legends, the Future of Now and Then, is because I felt it was time now. We're at a point where, as we're addressing the issues, it's also important to recognize the voices that our hip hop community should recognize, respect,
okay.
and understand what was built before a lot of young people. Now they're able to benefit off of the sacrifices in the you know, running against the wall, trying to get things to happen in this city. A lot of people are benefiting off of that right now. And so I felt it very important to show our community as a whole, whether you are in hip hop or not, to say, hey, we have a thriving community, hip hop community here. Here's a platform where we're gonna celebrate ours. Other cities can do whatever they're gonna do, whatever, and we respect, because we're all consistent in giving tribute to the forefathers of hip hop, you know, be it from New York and the history and all that stuff. We're used to doing that, but we don't get that as a hip hop community in Portland. Nobody's doing that for us.
I've been saying this for years. People come up here from the Bay, nothing against the Bay. People come up here from LA. People come up here from other countries and eat.
Yeah.
Off of a Portland crowd.
Yeah.
And so the question is, well, what cities can Portland artists go eat off of?
Yeah. As a collective community. We got individuals that's able to go, but we're not celebrated in other cities. And okay, that's their city and fine, but we're gonna celebrate ours and showcase ours. And with this hip hop, you know, day, you know, it's no way, you know, I can fit everybody that I would want and I respect on a bill. So even in, you know, the showcasing of it, I tried to put a kind of a balance of some people don't even know that's really new, all the way to the veterans and everything in between to kind of show a variety, you know, females, you know, Native, you know, Americans. I tried to fit a little bit of everything on there to show here's just a buffet of just an example of what's in Portland. We have much greater talent and a much broader touch in the world than people really realize. So let's celebrate that. And of course, in the course of that, honoring Star Child in his contribution to hip hop. But I think it's really important to put some face to some names of people that, you know, the people now that are coming up, you're standing on their shoulders. So I'm digging, man. I'm digging way back to, you know, everything from Michael J to, you know, all these groups that were legendary in Portland that people don't really know, bringing those names and those DJs and those breakers up, and then showcasing also the new, you know, up and coming so they know, you know, what the standard is.
So if you're new to hip hop culture in the city of Portland, Oregon, imagine Hip Hop Day as your ancestry.com, if you will. You know, or one of these other companies that goes out there and traces your genealogy, this is your opportunity to have some clarity on what that is, man.
Yeah.
You know, and it's an opportunity for us older folks.
Yeah.
Who might not know who some of the hotter, newer people are, because we got kids and we don't be out in the club as much.
Right.
It's an opportunity for us to get out there and see. So I know you got Cool Nuts and Lifesavers representing, holding it down among some other folks. I'm definitely making an appearance.
Yes.
But who are some of the newer artists that are going to be part of this?
Okay, so one of the artists that's up and coming, Wynn.
Wynn is dope.
Wynn is dope. Mike Capes, who has got a brother named Mookie, Brookfield Deuce, who is related to Dame, who has a young lady that is just really new, Styles Z, Capital, her, brother Strike, I think Strict Nine.
Strict Nine.
He's a Native American.
Kunu, that's the homie, yeah.
Yeah, so got him on the bill. Young Meal. Man, it's just a number.
Mighty, I saw you.
Mighty is on there. And I've known Mighty since he was in middle school.
Hey, that brother, he's sick with it. Yeah,
he's grown. So, I mean, a number of cats and, of course, veterans like you, Kunas, Lifesavers, Libretto, Mikey Vegas, Flyboy Moe. It's gonna be
big.
Karma Rivera.
So she's the man. Yeah. You didn't know, no name that you just said is gonna come short. You know, everybody's gonna bring it that day. I know that. And that day, speaking of the day, what's our date? What's our time? What's our location?
It's Sunday, August 26th at the Portland City Hall from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Wow. All ages free for the public?
All ages is free to the public. So just bring your positive attitude. We're going to have food carts there. We're going to have DJs. And I ain't even mentioned the DJs. I got my man Mixmaster KD that's in L.A. That was, you know, when I came on scene as a DJ, he was that guy.
Yeah.
And so he's going to come up and rock with us. A number did. Mighty Juggernaut. You know, of course. And again, I'm really excited about the honoring of veterans, man, including yourself, man. Because again, I've been a fan of you and a number of the artists that are here from a DJ perspective. And man, so I'm just really excited, man, that I get to show y'all off.
That's what's up, man. And I want to say this in closing, since we both had our friend Star Child in common, I met with him years ago. I think it was when he was working on 95.5. I knew him. You know, Star Child was quick to tell folks I gave him his first show. And I was trying to figure out how to get my music played on the radio, right? Mm-hmm. I'd already been on cable, but I wanted to break into the more mainstream exposure.
Right.
And we sat down and we listened to some of my joints. And he told me out of about four or five joints, he said, this one right here, this one, I would spin this one because this one has these elements. It's got the girl singing on a hook and this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
And I was frustrated with his feedback. Instead of just focusing on the positive, I took the negative and focused on that for a while. But because of that, I wrote one of the better songs that I've ever written. So, brother, you know, thank you for doing what you do and doing it how you did it. And thank you for being down here, OG, and continuing to do what you do. And I'm looking forward to seeing you on August 26th.
Man, I'm looking forward to having you there, man. I appreciate you creating a platform, man, for me to share.
That's what's up. Peace, y'all.
You are listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 6 o'clock. Right Survive Radio is coming up next.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor the Northwest String Summit, July 19th through 22nd at Horning's Hideout in North Plains, Oregon. The Northwest String Summit is celebrating its 17th year as a bluegrass, roots, and Americana music festival. Performers this year include three nights of the Yonder Mountain String Band and Green Sky Bluegrass. Other performers include Andy Hall, the Shook Twins, Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, The Deer, Carolyn Cotter, and many more. Again, that's the Northwest String Summit from July 19th through the 22nd at Horning's Hideout, 21277 Northwest Brunswick Canyon Road.